From the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to waive the DHHS request for proposals requirement and enter into a professional service contract with Jewish Family Services for administrative and fiscal agent services for the Youth Sports Authority program.
Supervisor Bell.
Supervisor Harris. Thanks, Madam Chair. I move approval on this resolution. Or, yes, I do. Thank you.
All right. Supervisor Harris has moved approval. This is basically Jewish Family Services took over Fighting Back. And so what this is basically just a housekeeping issue to make sure that the names on the contracts reflect the current name being used by Fighting Back.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just the one additional thing. We will need to have a recommendation with some additional members on the committee. There will be some appointments from the county exec as well as the board, and we will bring those forth at the next committee cycle.
Very good. Okay, wonderful. Yes, that's on the county executive and the county chairman radar. All right. Very good. All right. Is there anything further on item number 9?
Yes.
I do have a card. Mary Fertel wishes to speak.
Mary Fertel Russ from temporarily out in Wauwatosa, 100 and whatever, 18th and Luma, ex social worker, ex Milwaukee County juvenile probation officer. I recently was involved with Jewish Family Services. I just have a very good question. I hear they're already doing the work, apparently, taking over from some other agency. I don't understand why Jewish Family Services, which is involved, as I understand, only in doing clinical work and work with Russian immigrants, is involved in something that has to do with, remember, I'm from the public and I haven't been here for months or years.
Right.
It has anything to do with administration and fiscal work with this population, with a sports contract. I mean, can't Milwaukee County do it in-house? Why are you farming? Excuse me, it sounds ignorant, but I really don't know, and I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that my experience with Jewish Family Services as a Gentile, going to Jewish chapels, including the Jewish Home for the Aged, has been just absolutely wretched. But that's another subject, and I know the chair a little bit, and I would maybe talk with her or her assistant sometime about that. So my question is coming from my personal experience recently, coming back to Milwaukee on November 3rd with Jewish Family Services regarding housing and clinical work regarding a lesbian issue, and I got very poor service. Well, more than that, wretched service. And the second issue is I was told that they only do clinical work. Now, here I'm seeing, and upstairs I know there was administration kind of watching the whole place. So I'm asking, why are you farming this out to this agency when they're known or have a reputation for doing clinical work, and that's supposed to be their expertise? I'm sorry, that's all I wish to say.
Oh, that's fine.
I would like to talk with you sometime, Mr. and Mrs. West, about the lack of help I've gotten from Jewish Family Service.
Okay. And as I stated prior to the motion for approval, Jewish Family Services has taken over an organization called Fighting Back, which works just with at-risk youth. They do a number of different things with the at-risk youth. Most notably, they do AODA, which is alcohol and other drug abuse, education prevention. They also do some work around teen pregnancy, abstinence, that kind of thing.
Older persons, persons with disabilities.
Right.
Do a variety of community-based social services in this community.
So Fighting Back has been taken, has become part of Jewish Family Services. And so because we had this contract for the Youth Sports Authority with Jewish Family Services, it's now being wrapped up. And this is just a housekeeping item so that our contract with, with Fighting Back now says Jewish Family Services because that's who they're under.
And I'm sorry, I'm going to ask
Okay.
What expertise do they have?
Okay.
To do those things that you just have listed.
Well, basically what Jewish Family Services does in regards to Youth Sports Authority is they oversee the board. So they give us one administrative person, basically a secretary, who sends out meeting notices, sends out the application. This is a sports, very much a sports program. And so people like the Bayview Red Cats and other people, they submit applications to receive grants from us, Milwaukee County. And then we, that all happens through Jewish Family Services, as I said, through this one administrative person who we very much get our money's worth on. She's responsible for planning meetings, doing the agendas, again, getting out the grants, making sure we're sticking to the grant cycles, keeping track of how much money we have left, where the money goes. And so this is what this contract is for. Mm-hmm. And so it's just for an administrative person. The expertise actually comes from the people who sit on the board, the members, and actually are the chair of the sports authority, I would say, does the majority of the work in keeping everything straight.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they have, again, Fighting Back has been doing this with us for the past 3 years, 4 years. And so
I think it's about four.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's been a while. Yeah. So they do have the knowledge, which is why we're asking that we don't send an RFP out, because we have worked with them, we've worked very well with them, and this is just a tiny little contract. It's only we this year are allocating $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's very small. But please contact my office, and I'm happy to sit down with you and answer whatever questions you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. All right, if there is nothing else on this, please, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes, the motion is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Moe, Ms. Lyday. Mm-hmm.